There's an old phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. If you saw Joseph's book at this point, it would look like a regal, hardback, leather-bound book with beautiful gold leaf inscribed on it. But if you cracked it open, the pages would be ripped up, torn, dirty, and smudged. What clues us into this? Let's take a look at Joseph's sons and what he names them. Both boys were born to him and his wife, Asenath, during the years of plentiful harvest. Joseph was second in command of the most powerful nation in the world. Things were going great. So why do you think Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh, a name that means to forget? Listen to what Joseph says after he names his son. It is because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household. Verse 51. I'm thinking if you have forgiven those mean brothers of yours, then you wouldn't be naming your son to forget. Every time you call out his name, you're literally saying to forget. Kind of seems like a big reminder to me. Joseph does it again with the birth of his second son, Ephraim. He says, it is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. Verse 52. Again, if he's free of his hurts, then he could say, because God has made me fruitful in the land. Period. Done. Finito. No need to add the in the land of my suffering. Joseph shows us that he still has some very deep and unhealed soul wounds, which he's never truly given over to God. He's buried these bitter roots deep down in his heart, only to hide behind a facade of a successful life. But those soul wounds, when left untreated, were infecting him, even if he didn't know it. I recently heard of a lady that had a tooth infection that she didn't know about because her tooth never hurt. One day, the infection seeped into her bloodstream and caused her to have a heart attack. Thankfully, she survived, but what a shock that an undetected infection wreaked major havoc later on in her life. While you are waiting, you have a great opportunity to begin allowing God to help you dig out those hidden hurts and soul wounds that could be keeping you from his best. They may be secretly sabotaging the very thing you're hoping for, healing, a child, a job, a spouse, and more. It takes a very courageous person to ask God to shine the light on those wounds and do the hard work to receive the ultimate healing you need. Forgiveness is more than a second chance. It's an opportunity to love again. Questions. Who has hurt you in the past that you just can't seem to forgive? Can you take time to ask God to show you the wounds in your life that need forgiveness, then begin to take steps towards reconciliation and forgiveness? Do you need help with the process of forgiving?